Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Dr. Margaret Murray, who's been patiently waiting, Associate Professor of Communication and Culture at the University of Michigan, Dearborn. She's writing a book about modern parenting called The 11 Myths of Parenting, Why Raising Children is Harder Than Ever. Good morning, Dr. Murray. Merry Christmas, happy holidays to you. How you doing?
Thank you so much. Merry Christmas to you, too. Happy holidays. Glad to be here.
I hope you weren't bored while we were talking about favorite Christmas hors d'oeuvres, but that might not necessarily be a bad thing, huh? There could be benefits to boredom?
Absolutely. Boredom is really important. It's like a signal to your brain to seek a change. Change of activity, environment, company. It really motivates us. I was just hungry, but go ahead.
That's all right. Tell me about the book, about the 11 myths of modern parenting. What led you to write it?
Well, I'm a mom of two. I've got a 6-year-old and an 8-year-old. Mm. And during all my pregnancy and all of the pandemic, I just started reading parenting books, parenting advice. And then I started studying it because the advice is all over the place. As you know, any parent knows there's so much advice. And so I started looking across cultures at different histories. And basically I kind of concluded that the way we parent now is very unusual. We've never parented this way in the past in the U.S. and in different cultures with the level of like focused attention and super high standards and stress. That's what my book is about, is I think that we work way too hard to be parents, and sometimes we shoot ourselves in the foot with things that actually do more harm than good.
Sounds like we're overthinking it.
Yes, exactly.
So
less is more.
Tell me about boredom and where parents can make their mistake when it comes to thinking they have to keep their kid occupied every second of every day.
Yeah, so boredom is a universal human emotion. It takes place in every culture, every gender, every age. Everybody feels bored sometimes. And childhood is when you really learn how to tolerate boredom. So you don't want to eliminate boredom from your child's life, because then they'll become an adult who can't stand to be bored. Also, boredom helps you become more creative. So if you let your kids get bored, and if they can tolerate it long enough, they can get to a really creative place where they're inventing things, trying new things. It can lead to new goals, new hobbies, new adventure, new skill. So you actually don't want to short circuit it, even though it's really negative. It feels uncomfortable, but it's the discomfort that motivates us.
Do you know, or is there a timeline that we go back to where helicopter parenting really started becoming the norm?
Well, it keeps getting more and more intense. So really the term parenting didn't even exist, I think, until like 1960, before you either were or were not a parent, right? Like, mm-hmm. it was just a noun, but then it became a verb in 1970. And in 1970, this first parenting book came out with the title of Parenting in the Title, and then parenting became something that you do. And ever since then, it's gotten more and more intense. And now technology allows parents to track their children constantly, to entertain them constantly, like constant stimulation. So it just keeps getting more and more and more.
You know, I play golf, and I see a lot of parents that have the kids at the driving range when they're 5 and 6 and 7 years old after school beating golf balls. And I know everybody mm-hmm. wants to have a scholarship and everybody wants to have a golfer, but you can develop talent, but you can't force hand-eye coordination. You understand, I guess, what I'm saying? Not everybody's mm-hmm. meant to be an athlete. Do we have a problem with parents kind of trying to push their kids in areas where the kids aren't allowed to decide what it is that they want to do?
Yeah, it's really interesting. If you look at the research on youth athletics, when children are pushed to specialize young, like you're just going to be good at golf, mm-hmm. And to train year-round, they often burn out and quit, or they get injured, right? So it's actually a better strategy to really focus on having fun and trying different sports rather than putting a lot of pressure on them super young, because then what happens is when they're a teenager, they're like, this isn't fun. I've hated this for a long time, and or I've got a repetitive stress injury. So they end up burning out quicker.
So for parents that feel as though they have to entertain their child every second of every day, or the child is constantly badgering the parent, what would you advise the parent to do?
Well, it really depends on age. You know, like toddlers, they don't have the capacity to entertain themselves for very long. We know this, right? If you let a toddler be bored, they're going to paint your wall. Mm-hmm. So you really want to give them, sort of help them brainstorm, right? Like, oh, well, why don't you do your Play-Doh or your blocks or whatever? And you might even just be starting with little bits of time. Like, I want you to play by yourself for 5 minutes and then I'll come back. And you're trying to build up. So children are adaptable. 5 minutes will become 10 minutes, right? And suddenly you'll have a kid who can tolerate boredom because they've learned how. With older kids, so like my daughter's almost 9, I've really sent her the message, it's your job to entertain yourself. If you come at me and say you're bored, I'm going to give you a list of chores.
Mm-hmm.
So
that I like.
You know,
that I like.
Right?
You're going to come to me
right?
and you're bored, I'm going to give you a list of chores. We'll find some. You got time to lean, you got time to clean. Let me take a break. We'll pick it up here. When we come back talking to Dr. Margaret Murray, Associate Professor of Communication and Culture at the University of Michigan, Dearborn. She's writing a book about modern parenting called The 11 Myths of Parenting, Why Raising Children is Harder Than Ever, Christmas Eve 2025. I know a lot of parents are going to try to keep the kids occupied every second. Sometimes I've seen it where parents are giving the kids so many gifts, the kid is just overwhelmed, and you got to take a break. So we'll talk about that as well when we return here on WWL.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest.
Out of all the reindeers, you know you're the mastermind. 9:23, talking to Dr. Margaret Murray, Associate Professor of Communication and Culture at the University of Michigan, Dearborn, about the benefits of boredom and overparenting. She's writing a book called The 11 Myths of Parenting, Why Raising Children is Harder Than Ever. So while you're saying, Doctor, that we're overparenting, it seems as though some of this is a result of not wanting to parent because you want the child to be occupied doing something that doesn't involve you.
Sure, that's what, yeah, some people would say that. Yeah, like keep them busy so you can do what you need to do. And sometimes parents need to, right? Like I've had times where I had to take a work meeting, my kids are homesick, you know, so there's strategic ways to use screen time, absolutely. But I try to save it for those times.
So where does reading fit in all of this? Because I know as a kid, and it helped me in this job, believe it or not, even as a kid reading all the different biographies that I read of different people, and they were, you know, child-based biographies, not some kind of thing that Gore Vidal would write or something along those lines, but it helped me become a more rounded individual in terms of knowledge. Are we getting away from that, just simple reading?
Yes, we're actually having a literacy crisis across the country where children are having trouble learning to read, but then also they don't want to read because it's hard to compete with the screens. So I think that's a big problem. Literacy helps your brain develop, and it also helps you learn. Like you're saying, if you learn how to read early, you're going to, or learn how to read early, you're going to learn all sorts of things, and you're going to decide you like school because you're good at it. If you have struggle reading all through elementary school, that's going to impact your ability to learn everything you're supposed to learn from reading.
I know back then I would find a word that I didn't know what it meant, so I would have to go and dig out the dictionary because I was curious to see what it meant. And now today, all they'd have to do is click on the word in the phone or whatever, and they could find out easily, go from screen to screen to find out what it is. So it seems as though it would be easier to read than ever, but kids, for whatever reason, aren't embracing it. And again, that to me goes back to boredom and imagination, where it's like, obviously sometimes there are pictures in a book, but you have to use your mind to envision what's going on. And what we're talking about here basically is kids using their minds, right?
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
100%. And here's the thing. Humans are highly adaptable, especially children. And the more stimulus you get used to, the more stimulus you need to be entertained. So you don't want your kids to have a baseline of expecting to always be stimulated by a screen, because then when it's time to read the book for the book report at school, it feels so boring. Mm-hmm. There's like such a big gap. And actually, like, you need to be able to tolerate things like just reading a book. And to your point about it should be easier mm-hmm. to like read on a screen because you can click it, there's a lot of studies that show we retain less when we read off of a screen. Something about paper, about reading a hard book or a piece of paper, it helps you focus, you're less distracted, there's a tactile sensation to it, and it helps you retain more of what you're reading.
Doctor, I'm giving you a standing ovation right now, because I don't like the electronic books. I've tried it, and sometimes because of time constraints, I have to get it to read to prepare, but I like that tactile sense of turning the page. I absorb more. I don't know what mm-hmm. it is, but there are studies that confirm that.
Yes, absolutely.
So,
multiple studies.
So when it comes to kids, how do you go about taking them from got to be in front of a screen all the time to, okay, first of all, there's no screen. Secondly, we're just going to use your imagination to make some stuff up. Or I'm thinking of SpongeBob here in an episode there. But how do you go about making that transformation with the child? And I guess it depends on what age, right?
Absolutely. It depends on the age. The best is if you can have some guidelines that affect the whole family so that the kid's not left out. Everybody else is on a screen except for the kid. So, you know, no screens at the table, no screens at mealtimes, no screens in the bedroom, right? So there's these like sacred places where screens aren't allowed to enter. Another strategy is to use screen time as a reward. So, you know, you need to do all this other stuff during the day. And if you do, then at the end of the day, when you're winding down, you can have some screen time. But it's not the default. It's not the go-to right away. We kind of save it. And, you know, kids, you want to start small. Kids are adaptable. So a kid who can take 5 minutes of boredom, you want to grow that. And sometimes I'll even set a timer. I'll say, hey, kids, if you play outside for half an hour, then we'll have hot cocoa. I'm setting a timer.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of trying to, you don't just want to be like, you're in an empty room. There's nothing to do all day, right? You want them to enjoy their break, have fun, but in an unstructured way, because unstructured time helps kids learn executive function. So executive function is the part of your brain that makes goals and plans and is kind of in charge of itself. And if your whole day is structured as a kid, how are you going to learn to manage your own time and be independent?
Well, and as you say, executive function, I think of the word think, because if you don't have any downtime, sometimes I need to just put the books up and the prep materials and all of that up, and I just need to take a walk and just think about things and say, well, how the hell do I feel about this? How do I really feel about it? What makes sense? What doesn't make sense? If I were this person, how would I feel? If I were that person, how would I feel? If I were in charge of this, what would I do? And I don't think kids today mm-hmm. really take a lot of time doing that. That's what you mean by executive function?
Well, executive function is also like, I have a goal, I'm going to make a plan, and then I'm going to do the plan, right? Like, I'm going to stay focused, I'm going to sort of be in charge of my own brain and not get distracted by every little thing because I've decided I'm working towards a goal. So I think of it like literally as the CEO of your brain, mm-hmm. is the executive function. But to your point about just needing time and space to think, Arthur Brooks at Harvard, he argues that you have to have boredom for reflection. And if you don't, your life can become meaningless. Because if you never have the time and space to just be like, what am I doing with my life? What's the meaning of life? What are my relationships like? Those are hard, uncomfortable questions that people often try to avoid. But if you don't address them, then you can wake up one day and feel like your life is meaningless. And this is something that is happening to teenagers, teenage boys especially. They report, I feel meaningless, my life, I'm useless, right? They're distracted by the video games and the internet, but that it's not a good feeling eventually.
So the question would be also, if you're looking at social media, TikTok, this, that, the other thing, constantly to see what other people think about things, how do you ever decide how you feel about things and not just become a sheep that's easily led? Because you need to teach your children at some point, well, let's see what you think about this, right? What do you think about this? What if you were in this position or that position or the other position? And parents, I don't think, do a lot of that these days, do they?
Well, some parents do and some parents don't. But that's why I really recommend no screens for anybody at the dinner table, because that's where those conversations can happen. And learning is social. The best learning is a back and forth. You know, right? Your kid says an idea and the parent says, well, did you think about this? Or what about that side? And it's iterative. You don't just memorize it, right? You really have to dig into it. And you can't do that if you're just scrolling by yourself, right? You're distracted to the next thing constantly.
So this all sounds great, but for parents that are listening, and mine's 29, so I don't have to worry about this, but for those that are listening and have kids that are around the age of yours, 6 to 8, how do they go about instituting this? Because I know what's going to happen is, I'm bored. Mom, I'm mm-hmm. bored. What do I do? I'm bored. And I know you said, well, here's some chores for you to do. And I think chores in and of themselves can be instructive in a way, right? And give you some time to think while mm-hmm. you're mowing the grass or doing this or that or the other thing. But how would you tell parents to take the first step on this?
Well, the first step is, don't feel guilty or frustrated if your kid says they're bored. Every kid says they're bored. It's natural. And I think that getting out of this feeling of like, I have to fix this for my kid, that's the first step. So I will literally tell my kids, oh, you feel bored? Good. That's an important life skill. They absolutely hate that. They roll their eyes. But again, it kind of sends this message of this is not an emergency and this is not my problem to solve. And then sometimes I will sit and brainstorm with them. I think especially with teenagers, it can be good to listen and be like, all right, you've got some time. The phone is boring. We spent enough time on the phone. What else could you do with your time? And try to draw their creativity out, kind of try to get them trying to solve this problem. Because there's a million things we could do. We often say, we're so busy, we're so stressed, we don't have time. We do have time, we're just using it kind of on the phones, right? So let's think outside the box. Is there any friends you haven't seen in a long time that you want to call? Is there any hobby that you wish that you could try? You know, let them be creative. It's their, ultimately, it's their life, right?
I know when mine was 12, at one point I was told, I'm bored. And I said, I'm not the Rat Pack. It's not my job to entertain you, which led to some research about who's the Rat Pack. So that gave them something to do right there in and of themselves. What about some of the other myths, Doctor, that you're writing about?
One is that only experts are qualified to give parenting advice. This is a message that parents get all the time. Mm-hmm. But I think in reality, any parent can give you advice, and every kid is different. Mm-hmm. So you really have to trust your instincts. You know your kid better than anyone. Why are you going to read a parenting book from someone who might not even have kids? I think obviously I'm writing a parenting book, so I do think it's useful to think about these topics, but don't feel like, you know, grandma doesn't know what she's talking about. That was a different age. Sure, but she's still qualified to give parenting advice. If her kids turned out okay, maybe listen to what she has to say. Do you want some other myths?
Please.
I don't know how much time you have.
Yeah, we got a couple more minutes.
One of the myths I really feel strongly about is that a parent's most important job is to protect their children. I think actually risk is an inevitable part of life, and your most important job is to raise an independent, productive adult who's happy with their life. If we're always trying to protect our children, they can't do the risk-taking they need to learn how to handle life. And also, I think that leads to a lot of the screen time, right? If you're on your screen, I know you're home, I know you're safe, I know exactly where you are and you're physically safe, but it has bad mental health impacts. So I think, personally, I would prioritize the mental health over some of the physical health. Like, I'd rather my kids fell out of a tree and broke their arm than they're depressed or anxious because they're watching TikTok. It's not that simple, but
no, I understand what you're saying.
Way to think about it.
And it goes to being overprotective, right? And being a helicopter parent, which is where we started this. When it comes to the benefits of boredom, how concerned are you with that skipping a generation? Where we
I'm
raise
very
a,
concerned about it.
Go ahead, talk about that, please.
Well, again, boredom is inevitable. We all are bored. And a lot of the most important things in life are boring. Doing your taxes, waiting in line at the DMV, learning linear algebra. These things are really boring, and you have to work up to, you know, things like AP literature. You need to work up to that, right? You don't go from just reading a magazine to reading Russian literature. You got to work at it. And I want the next generation to be able to do that hard intellectual labor to solve big problems. And not just be passive and entertained.
Can't wait till the book comes out. Thank you, Dr. Margaret Murray, Associate Professor of Communication Culture, University of Michigan, Dearborn, talking about benefits of boredom. And she's writing the book, The 11 Myths of Parenting, Why Raising Children is Harder Than Ever. And I think as parents, we all need to back off. And like she said, it might be extreme about breaking an arm, but you know, you got to get out there. You got to get dirty every now and then, right? You can't live in a bubble. 9:37, we'll take a break, come back. Traffic now, WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.